Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, has anyone ever asked you whether or not you were iron deficient in any of your exams?
Oh, yes, I have been iron deficient, and boy, when I took iron, whew, I did not feel well.
I know, those pills or something else. Hello, yeah. Constipation. and, you know, especially if you're still menstruating, iron deficiency is like a big deal for women as they're kind of coursing through. And if you've got heavy menstrual cycles, oh, man, are you in for some real interesting times. Well, we have Dr. Robert DiMario. He is a chiropractor and the author of Dr. Bob's Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. His website is druglessdoctor.com. That's interesting. We're looking for natural remedies. And today, we're asking the question, ladies, do you have enough iron? So, Dr. Bob, welcome to Her Radio. And we'd love to be able to just, you know, talk a little bit about this whole issue of iron deficiency. You know, with all the lab tests out there, you can quickly tell if you have iron deficient anemia, and these are oftentimes simple blood tests that can start you on the whole diagnostic trail. So first, let's talk about what is iron deficiency anemia.
Well, iron deficient anemia is basically your body does not have enough iron in it for whatever reason, heavy menstrual flow, maybe some poor dietary choices, and your red blood cells need iron because the iron carries the oxygen. So if you don't have adequate blood cells, you're going to be tired, exhausted, no energy, and really be chronically fatigued.
Right, which is what happened to me, actually. And that was
really?
You know, Yeah. I had chronic fatigue because of it. I mean, I just was totally deficient. So let me ask you this, Dr. Bob. What should the number be? That's something that women don't often know. What's the optimal number for someone to have that their iron level is a good number?
Well, the range usually depends in the lab. Usually goes from about 12 to 15. Uh-huh. And obviously you want to be somewhere in the middle of that. But what I have noticed in my practice, because we see so many females, one of the leading causes for low iron, as we talked about at the beginning of the program, was heavy menses. And the real root of the cause that I am finding is too much estrogen. When a woman has too much estrogen, she's going to have heavy menses. So you could supplement with iron, but unless you get to the root cause, which is optimal clearing of estrogen through the liver, it'll be a perpetual merry-go-round. So we backtrack it in our drugless care office by getting to the real cause, and the real cause is compromised liver function and or not enough B vitamins to process the estrogen.
Well, we see a lot of women on EmpowHer, and we've talked about this on Her Radio, who have suffer from fibroids, which is a huge issue, and they're always their bleeding is so much heavier than anyone else that, you know, on our side at least. And they suffer tremendously, and we know they're iron deficient, but it's because they have fibroid issues, and then no one's addressing the fibroid issues.
Well, part of the fibroid issue that we see also in our experience is, once again, estrogen. We live in a sea of estrogen today. Estrogen's in canned food. It's actually in the leather seats, in your carts, in the water that we drink. So we've also noticed over time that if a female, let's say between 35 and 50 years old, has a fibroid, sometimes you will not be able to get that fibroid to reduce until they start to go through menopause. We also do everything that we can to get the progesterone to balance the estrogen out, and we've found that oftentimes ladies need iodine to support the ovaries. So I'm going about it in a roundabout way, but fibroids are caused by excessive estrogen. And we see it oftentimes in ladies after they've had their second child, because baby number two compromises liver function.
Right.
Well, so one of the things I'd like to do is I'd like to step back a couple paces. You know, we've been talking about the definition of iron deficiency anemia. And I think that if a woman is listening and saying, wow, yeah, I do have heavy menses. And I think to Michelle's point, you know, no one's ever really checked me for fibroids or endometriosis or other issues that can be contributing to this. So, you know, our recommendation then is, you know, go see your primary care provider and get a simple CBC. That's a complete blood count. And you want to confirm that you have anemia. We're trying to understand how this works. You could actually see this on a simple peripheral smear when you look at it under the microscope, because you're going to see a lot of small red blood cells, because these are the more immature red blood cells, because you're really cranking a lot out because you're bleeding. And then once you actually see that, then you want to measure levels. So you're looking at serum iron. You're looking at serum ferritin, because that's a protein that helps store iron in your body. And it's a measure of this protein helps your provider find out how much of your body's stored iron has been used. And then there's another one called transferrin level, and that's the total iron binding capacity. You don't have to remember all these fancy things. Just know that you shouldn't be guessing. You should be sitting down with your primary care provider and actually getting the appropriate number of tests to be able to confirm iron deficiency anemia so that you can do something about it. Clearly, looking at the root cause, especially excessive bleeding, is very important. But the other things that you need to do also include making sure you get enough iron, for instance, in your diet. Dr.
Right.
Bob, tell us what kind of foods are rich in iron.
Well, I can say the good old one would be spinach. Any animal product would be a wonderful start to help support your body's ability to utilize that iron to make the red blood cells.
So spinach is one. What are some other ones?
Well, I can tell you that probably the most significant ones that we see in our practice is any kind of animal tissue is going to have iron in it. I'm surely not going to tell you to eat liver. That sounds pretty nasty.
Right.
Most green leafy vegetables are going to have a source of iron. And I also know that when they do the blood test, if you have to look at the levels, sometimes individuals may even need a little bit of vitamin B12 and folate to support the whole entire function
right.
of making these nice, adequate blood cells.
So just quickly, is there any way to prevent anemia?
Well, from my perspective, in the type of practice that we have, it's heavy menses. And heavy menses typically comes from a compromised liver function, and the liver is not able to process or clear the estrogen. And women will not only have heavy menses, they may have tender breasts and heavy menses. And ladies, after their second child, we really encourage eating Dr. Bob's ABCs, a half a red apple every day, third cup of beet fiber and a medium carrot. That helps support.
Well, if I could just say that in preventing anemia, I think it's really important to look at the root cause, and I think that the heavy menses is very important, and you need to sit down with your provider, your gynecologist, and really do a thorough assessment. And as I mentioned before, the blood level is extremely important, because you do want to get that hematocrit, which is your total blood level, right on up into the normal range, and some women can really run into problems. So we've been talking to Dr. Bob, and that's Dr. Robert DeMaria. He is a chiropractor, and he is an author of Dr. Bob's Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. The website is druglessdoctor.com. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
And if you think you might suffer from anemia, please, please check your blood levels. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.